Yushalmi Brachos Daf Kof from an Aleph. Gemara ended off yesterday's daf with the discussing in the Maisa that Rabbi Yochanan was upset that his Talmud was saying over things in his name, was saying over his Torah without quoting his name. And the Gemara said that Yaakov was mafayis him, and that really everyone knows that he's a Talmud. Muvuk, just like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, everybody knew that it was saying over the name of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, they didn't have to say, every time he said something, you didn't have to say Rabbi Akiva's name. So too over here. But the Gemara questions now Rav Yochanan's premise. Why was Rav Yochanan concerned? Rav Yochanan, boy, the Yemun Shmei Mishmei. Rav Yochanan was wanting, did he want something to say over in his name? Was it about kavod? In other words, Be'etzim, the idea of saying over something in your name that has schus for you, whether you mention the name or not. If this is your Torah, he'll have a schus for you in Shemayim. So what is it if he that Dafka want to say it over to quote you? That seems to be it's arrogance, max of arrogance, of gaiva. So what's Rav Yochanan's explanation? Why would Rav Yochanan want this? Why was he upset that Rav Elazar didn't mention his name? So Gemara answers, Af David bikesh l'machm. Gemara says there's a reason. Because David himself, bikesh l'arach, David himself wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu also to allow him to, his Torah should live on. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Agura b'alecha ilamin. Said David HaMelech was saying, I want to live in your tent forever. What does that mean, I want to live in your tent forever? Seemingly the pshat would be that I want to be able, have my Torah be able to be continue on beyond me. So the Gemara questions, what was the message of David's tefillah? Because Rabbi Yehoshua b'shem Yochanan, Chi'ola alei David shuchai li'olam. What was David thinking? Did David think that he'll be able to, his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should live forever? Is that what he had in mind to say? That's a tefillah shav. That can never work. Elama David. What was David's tefillah? Eskesh you devarai nemarim al shmi. But he can see also about the midrashos. I want to be able to be zeicha that my words of Torah should be continued in the bate midrashos and the bate kineseos even after I no longer am here. That is what David HaMelech's tefillah was for. So therefore, we see that if Yochanan was able to daven for this because David HaMelech himself had the same tefillah, wanted to, as well, his teacher should live on beyond him as well, the people who should quote him. And we're going to explain now why was the reason, why did David want that? What was so important to David HaMelech that he said this pasuk, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Agurcha Ba'alecha to Olamin. So the Gemara says, my Anilei, what, Maisa, what's the benefit? What benefit did David HaMelech get, would he have gotten from his teachings living on, even after he left this world? What's the benefit? It's Torah with the fact that Hashem knows where it came from. So what benefit would be on his neshama? What had happened that if his name was quoted? So Relevi ba Nazir Oma, Kaloyma Shmuel Piamro. If it says a Shmua in the name of someone who says it, Sosav Docha Shmuel Bekever. You say over Shmua, a teaching of Torah in the name of somebody who is no longer alive. His lips will move in the grave. What do you mean lips will move in the grave? What does that mean? What's the basis of this? What's the reason for this? The lips will move for those who are sleeping, which means, of course, those who are sleeping were no longer here. Permanent sleeping, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that refers to someone, would be someone whose lips are moving. Now, obviously, the Mefarshim explained, this doesn't mean physically the lips are moving. That can't be what it means. What it means is that the just like a person who's teaching Torah, so your lips move when you're teaching Torah. So therefore, in Shemayim, when a person's Torah is repeated, so in Shemayim, it will be as if he's still teaching Torah. And if he's still teaching Torah, he'll receive schar for teaching that Torah, even though he's no longer in the physical world. But the fact his lips are still moving. It's as if he's still teaching Torah. And therefore, that will be a skus for him in the next world, and give him more skus, even though he no longer is amongst the living. This was the cheshbon of what David HaMelech wanted to be able to that should be considered, that this was his tefillah, of why he wanted his Torah to be considered, continued after he died, and this is the same svara of Yochanan as well. Interesting. Remember I asked Chaim Kanievsky, Zichrono Livracha, where the If you're going to say over something in the name of some place that you heard, do you have to repeat it over? And it was that person heard it from someone who's no longer in this world. Do you have to repeat it over in the name of the person you heard it from? Or do you have to say it over in the name of the person who's no longer alive, so that you'll have the schus of Rokosh Imo Bekever? Or the other way around, if you know that it came from somebody, let's say Reuven said this, and then Shimon heard it from Reuven, and then Levi heard it from Shimon, and you hear it from Levi. Are you mechuyev to say it over the name of Levi, who said over the name of Shimon, the name of Reuven, or just from the person that you heard it from? So Rav Chaim told me that you only have to say it over in the name of the person that you heard it from, and even if the person originally was no longer here, that you're not mechuyev to say it over in his name, even though you don't have source of Rokosh Mekever, but there'll be a schus for him, but without you actually directly saying his name, it would be you're not mechuyev to do that, to go back more people, go back several people before that. The Gemara continues. The Pasuk talks about, the first part of the Pasuk talks about Chemishallah Novim, talks about a what does it mean, the choice of wine? What does that mean? It means Gechemishallah Novim. It means as if it was like a chaymishal anavim. What does it mean, chaymishal anavim? The Gemara explains what this means. Shuzot me'elav. This is grapes that it said that will be, that produce wine by its flow of wine automatically, which means, again, when you have a wine that's pressed, that's sitting in a barrel and left there, and it's piled one on top of the other, so the ones on the bottom get warm from the heat of the things that are sitting on top of it, and it will automatically cause the grapes in the bottom to just pour out wine. And maybe the same thing over here, that a person goes ahead, even if they're sleeping in the grave, it's the, like, and the Torah was repeated, so Etzim would mean is that his Torah would continue pouring out of him, and continue being a schus for him, even beyond the generations. This is the way the Rosh Tziroloi explains the Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Chanina, Rav Chanan Abar Papa, Rav Simon, Chan Amar, two ways to interpret the Pasuk, Chan Amar, Kahadein Dishtei Kunditon. It's like a person who drinks Kunditon. Kunditon is a type of drink that the, as Mefarshim explained, it's a type of drink that has in it Yayin V'Davash. The Rash Sulio says, Yesh Bo Davash V'Yayin U'Palpalin. It has pepper, honey, and wine. And therefore, this kind of drink is mixed together with these things, and it has the flavor of it, that it has all these different things, all mixed together. So too, Torah of all types is mixed together. You can have Torah of drash and halacha, and all different things that mix together to provide a beautiful mix, a spice of Torah that will be said over the name of the person. Mora says another, Haroma. The other one said, Gahadein d'shtei chamaratik. Like a person who drank old wine. What does that mean? I forgot the shasile. Even though he drank old wine, time the pumye, the taste still is in his mouth. In other words, even though you don't know the wine, you already drank it a while ago, but the fact that you drank it, and it's so kosher, so the wine will remain, the taste will remain in your mouth for a long period of time. So too, a person who goes ahead, who says over a Torah in the name of someone else, so it was said years earlier, so Mela will have, the longer it's said over, the longer the Torah is repeated, the greater taste that it will have, the greater sweetness that it will have for the next generation and for the earlier generations, that the that it will be repeated over again and again. That it will have, it'll be considered kashuv, and they will have a even though it finished drinking it, but the tamakakam shameis, after bishayinu lomate, still, it shows, even though he's not learning anymore, but it's as if the Torah is still fresh in his mouth. And it's, if it's repeated with clarity after he's no longer here, it's like the wine is still coming out. It's like the sweetness of the Torah is still pouring forth, and it'll be a schus for him. Again, so that's the reason why David HaMelech wanted it, and that's why Yochanan wanted the same thing, not because of Gaiva, but to have the schus of the schus of the Ovis Bekever. Mark continues with Pesukim and Tehillim. Ein dor she'ein bo litzanim. There's no generation that doesn't have litzanim. Litzanim are people that mock and make fun of, and always looking to make the jokes at the expense of someone else, despite the fact of hurting somebody. There's no dor doesn't have litzanim. Maya Pritz Osen. In David HaMelech's door, what did Litzonim do? Maya Pritz Yadoros. What did the priests of that generation do? Holkan Itzachon Osen Shal David. They would go by the windows of David's house. They would say to him, they would say to David, David, he must be on the base of Mikdash. When the base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt? Be built. He must say, base Hashem Nelech. When are we able to go to Hashem's house? What was the idea of that? The idea of that was that they knew that he wasn't able to build the base of Mikdash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said because his hands were melukluk bedam. You know, the Navi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he'll have to wait till Shlomo HaMelech could build it. He won't be able to build it. So these people went over and they used to mock him. The Yitzani Hador would mock him and say, well, when is it going to be built? In other words, basically saying, when are you going to die? Vloim and David would say, even though what they're doing is they want to get me angry, Yavoi Eli, Shani Sameach Libra, I could promise, I could tell you, that Yavoi Eli, that it come on me, Shani Sameach, but I'm really happy. I'm very happy. I'm happy when the Beis Mikdash is going to be rebuilt. So therefore, even if it means that I have to die, they think they're cursing me, they're saying that I should die, that they'll get me angry. I'm not angry at all, because if it means that I have to die so the Beis Mikdash should be rebuilt, I am so happy they'll have the Beis Mikdash be rebuilt that I'm fine with dying. Therefore, they were not able to get me upset. The Tzani Adar were not able to get me upset because of the fact that this is what I really wanted anyway. Gemara says that the and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what do we say? From all you may milk or yamecha, your days will be complete. What's the Pasuk saying? Gemara says, Pasuk in Shmuel, Amar Shmuel Nechemi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David. David, yamim mileyem ani molach. David, your days will be complete. Eni mona lecha yom mechassadim. I'm not going to count you any incomplete days. In other words, even though you being alive is holding back the Beis Mikdash to be rebuilt, because I can't build it in your lifetime, but I can promise you that your days will be complete. I will not take one day off your life in order to be able to build the Beis Mikdash. Klum shloma bincha bona Beis Mikdash. Because is there any reason for your son to build a base of Mikdash? Lo lakav kamanos. What's the reason for to build kamanos? Chaver v'lay mishkan mishpat estaka shatosi yosim nakamanos. Yes, the base of Mikdash will allow Shlomo HaMelech, your son, to bring kamanos like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says more chaver v'lay, more dear to me is the mishpat estaka that you do, and the mitzvahs you perform, that even all the kamanos that the base of Mikdash will be rebuilt. So therefore, because welcome was with Fayez David HaMelech to know that I am thrilled with your existence and even more than the Karbanos that the Beis Hamikdash would be built in that even the thing is going to be built later. Okay, Mara says Matam, what's the talk of the reason for this? I say to see from asking Stakum Mishpat Nifkal Hashem Mizbeah, doing Stakum Mishpat. Mar says, Nifra Lashem is Be'ech, just as Nifra chosen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the, it makes the Mikdash itself, as the Karbanos itself, and therefore it's the, I am, you know, perfectly fine to postpone the Beis Mikdash, building the Beis Mikdash until a later time, when the time comes, your days will be fulfilled, and you'll be able to leave this world, and then the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt. Then the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says a prakim shayel me'akava to meishim. The prakim, in between prakim, you can say you can ask for shalom me'akava, someone that you have to be kavod, which we said earlier in the first Shabbos, say it means kavod for a talmid chacham or for a mother or father. The meishim you could be also you can return a greeting. So the Gemara said this is a halacha of Rameir, the shita of Rameir. Fake the Gemara went on to say Rameir shita. Le'mahu meishim. What's the reason when you say you're allowed to answer, respond? Is it ne'ayira or ne'akavo? Look alone. Is it because of the kavo to that person who you're able to say hello for? You can answer him. Or does it even mean to give the greet, return anybody's greeting, even a regular person who gives it? A regular person who says, who greets you, the regular person himself, you'll be able to go ahead and be return his greeting. Is that what it's referring to? But even referring to l'chalado. What is a mayor trying to stamp shot in the Mishnah? Does a mayor mean meishiv only to the person who you are able to be shel me'akava, or does it mean even l'chol adam? The Gemara says, "I'll bring a raya." Ishmon me'hadol, l'chol we give him the raya from the Mishnah itself. It says in the Mishnah, "You know, Imer, you just said shel me'akava, meishiv l'chol me'chol adam." He says, "You just said you could go ahead and greet to everybody." If a Yehuda argues with the mayor, says Dafka, it's referring to the mishpat meishiv shel me'chol adam. Abakad Naisa. But then the one in before, Shol Me'akavod, or Meishim Me'akavod. That means you'd be able to go ahead and greet another person and respond to Me'akavod. So it's only for that person. So Vayis Dayis is that the L'chayra is that we're saying the Rameyos in the Mishnah is only speaking about Kavod, is only saying grant to the person Me'akavod. In other words, a fact. While we're reading the Lashon of the Mishnah, it may be not clear. Does it mean Me'a Shalom? Does it mean to anybody or you know, just to the person you're greeting Me'a Kavod? However, once you see the Rabbi Yehuda Shita says it's the Kol Adam, so Me'ela, it has to be the Rameyu is about Plukta, is talking about Dafka Me'a Kavod, and the Kol Adam, you would not be allowed to be Mafsik, Be'en Aprokim, to be Shorel, the Kol Adam. Bashenk Rav Yehuda says it refers to a Chol Adam. You'd be allowed to be in a prokim is to be able to be meishiv to every person. Gemara says continues. Mishnah continues. Be'emtsa shol me'ayira meishiv. The Mishnah says be'emtsa in the middle of the prokim, you're a shol me'ayira, but you could ask me'ayira, and you could be meishiv as well. The Rameir. Frank the Gemara same kasha. Me'ahu meishiv. When we say you have a lot of be meishiv, what are we referring to? Are we referring to me'ayira me'akavod? You can only be meishiv me'ayira, or even me'akavod you could do. So the Gemara says, Nishmai na'adolachor bring a riot from the Mishnah. Who doing me'er me'emsa? In the middle of the prokim shol me'ayira, or meishiv me'akavod, l'chor et mashma, if that's so, that al-kad ma'isa. But the beginning of a me'er, shol me'ayira, meishiv me'ayira. Only me'ayira you'll be able to answer. In other words, the fact that Rav Yehuda is mefurish in the Mishnah says that Rav Yehuda holds that the that you're allowed to show me'ayir umeishim me'akavod that must be coming to argue with something that the Tanakhama said, the Rameyer said. Rameyer must be therefore meishim doesn't mean me'akavod, only me'ayira. And if Rav Yehuda comes along and tells you that even me'akavod you'll be able to answer, you'll be able to be meishim. Mara has the next halakha in the Mishnah. Ad kedoyim emtsa parsha. You know the halakha is you could go ahead and be mafsik middle of the parsha. Frank the Gemara, what about a filu emtsa pasuk? What about in the middle of a pasuk? Is the middle of a pasuk the same din as the middle of a parsha? So like the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyu would signal with his hands that you would not allowed to be mafsik. You can't be mafsik, so he would show with his finger, with his hand, that you can only be mafsik in such a way you can't be mafsik. You cannot be mafsik with a dibur. And Rav Yonah would go ahead, and he would be mafsik, and he would speak. So you see that he holds that you could even speak, even speaking, which means that a person go ahead and be mafsik, even in the middle of a pasik, if you have to be mafsik, mea sholom, mea kavod, you could even do so, but deeper. Could even do so with Deber. So the Gemara says, and the Chol Chad Yisrael, the Gemara tells you, same Aliyah, that Me'ira, Yimrem is Gavsin of Elohim Adaber. So therefore, each one would have another way that they would respond. But you see over here that Menah Pasi, if you hold that, you could be respond. Mishdoi, you have Yonah hold, you could go ahead and respond with Deber, and you should be able to respond here as well. You'd be able to respond even in the middle of a pasuk, the same thing. So Gemara says, "Huna, where do you see it from? What's the basis of this halacha?" Huna bar Yosef, Huna bar Yosef said, "Dibarat the bom, not sheyesh chavushus atapet bom." Means you go ahead, you're able to speak with them, which means them. What does it mean? It's in the pesukim of Kriyat Shema, and you'd be able to go ahead and speak in the middle of those pesukim. Dibarat the bom, be able to speak in the middle of those pesukim. You'd be able to go ahead and the. And speak in such a place, so therefore this would be to tell you the same halacha. The Haredim says it would be the bar to bom, which is the dabe bom. It's just historical mafsik. Not stam you could be mafsik, but when you have to be mafsik, then you can be mafsik. You dabe bom, you're able to go be mafsik. And Rashi in Brachos and Bavli explains the other sheet. What would the other sheet to hold? The other sheet doesn't mean the bar to bom. It just means, does it speak about the laws of Islam halakas? Does it mean bar to bom by words? If you hold the Dishita Dash and the Pussy as mean words, it doesn't mean these words of the bar to bom. Rather, you could speak in words of Divrei Torah. Speak in this word, that's what the way this other Madiyama would learn what the bar to bom means, to speak Divrei Torah, not to speak Islam, be able to speak words, and it means Mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Says the Mishnah, Eilu Reina Prokim. What does it mean, Bein HaPrakim? When we talk about Bein HaPrakim, which places are considered Bein HaPrakim? So the Mishnah gives you several examples. Bein HaPrakim Rishon L'Shnia. The first bracha Kriya Shema, the second. The Bichus Kriya Shema. Yotzama Aroi, Sava Soilam, Avarabo, Meshni L'Shma, between the second bracha and Shema, between Shema L'Hayim Shemoa, Bein Hayim Shemoa L'Vi Yoymer, L'Vi Yoymer L'Emes V'Yatzev. These are all the places that you consider Bein HaPrakim. Halakha is when you're allowed to be mafsik. We're not to be mafsik. When the Mishnah said before, when you cannot be mafsik, Bein HaPrakim, these are what we consider the Bein HaPrakim, these four. Bein Yoymer, Bein Yoymer, L'Emes V'Yatzev L'Yatzev. The last one, between Yoymer and Emes V'Yatzev L'Yatzev, that you can't be mafsik. The last one, you cannot be mafsik. So the Gemara says, what's the explanation? What's the time of Yehuda? The Tanakhama says they're all the same. Yehuda says that the last one is worse than the other ones. You can't be mafsik. It would be hard-pressed to explain. The other ones are in Kriya Shema itself. There you'd be allowed to be mafsik, and yet you can't be mafsik this, which is after Kriya Shema. So Rav Levi, Tamid Rav Yehuda, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Uksiv Hashem Lekechem Emes. It says Hashem Lekechem Emes, therefore it's connected together. What you want to be able to say is Ani Hashem, and you want to say Hashem Emes, it's true. So Mela, you don't want to break that, make it mafsik in those two words. In the words between Hashem Lekechem and Emes. The Emes is going on those words. If you break it up, then it doesn't show that Emes is on the words of any Hashem Lekechem. Therefore, you can't. It says the Haredim, Kasev HaRosh, keeping the Yoy of time of Hashem Lekechem Emes, near the Chamer Be'emtza Perik, the Lepasik Klau, Afilu Methe Ayira. The look is, he says that since you have, the Gemara tells you the reason, because Hashem Lekechem Emes, it's to tell you what's more chaber. It called pasuk klal afil bit me'ayira. You can't be mafsik even me'ayira. Hello, me'emes v'yatziv. Akak yafsik in the Kriya Shema. The fact that the Gemara gives a reason, Gemara's telling you a reason, means that you can't be mafsik at all, even more than what's considered be'emsa perik, and me'emsa the perik. Says the Commissioner Vaita. Amar v'shur ben karcher. Lama kodma shema'a v'ayam shema'a. Why is it talking about the sequence of the parashios? Why is shema'a before ayam shema'a? First is Machos Hashemayim, then Kabbalah all mitzvos. Then you Kabbalah mitzvos. Vayam Shema Tishmu is the parsha of mitzvos. So therefore, Kabbalah Machos Hashemayim is first. Vayam Shema La Yoyimar. Why is that first? Shayam Shema Yat Noeg Ben Yom VeLaila. Vayom Einu Noeg El Biyom. And Yom is only Noeg Biyom because of Mishnah Tzitzis. Even though it also has the parsha, as we said early in the Masechta, the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we learn of a pasuk that you have to say when you say Shema, but since it also has the pesukim of Tzitzis, and it's only Nogea Bel Yom, therefore that's put later. Now, the thing is, we're not talking about the sequence of the pesukim, because Be'atzem, in the first pasuk of Shema, that comes first in the Torah. However, since Eino Muktam Uchum B'Torah, we don't consider that's not a Torah that the Gemara uses. We have to give the other explanations for it. And therefore, it's telling you, to tell you that's why this would be different than the other ones itself. This would be why this would be dafka this day. This parasha will come first more than the other parashas itself because of Noag B'Yom. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya b'Shem of Yochanan, Matam Amru Adam Loivesh Tfilin v'Karesh Mamis Balel. Matam, what's the reason why it says Adam Loivesh Tfilin v'Karesh Mamis Balel? Why does it say that a person should first say Tfilin, put on Tfilin, and then read Shema, and then Davin? It says Kadeshi Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim Tchilah Mishalei. The reason why you should put on Tfilin before Shema is because a person should be Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim complete. Complete means complete with the mitzvos. Complete with the mitzvos. It's tefillin, which the mitzvah of putting on tefillin is what the Torah requires you to do, is a mitzvah daraisa. So when you mekabel makashmayim, do so with doing the asiyas ha-mitzvah, doing with the mitzvahs already mesholem. Maisei, as the Chassidic Haredim says, maisei ikar, v'kdim yisol nasim anishma. So therefore, you're doing the mitzvahs comes before the goshma, comes before the kriyashma, then the reading of the kriyashma. Rav Amar disagrees, kriyashma, l'vish tefillin mespalim. First Shema, and then you put on the tefillin and mispala. Then you put on tefillin and mispala. What's the reason why that? The Gemara doesn't explain. Kabbalah Shmatchila, the Avakakak Ol Mitzvos. First do Kabbalah Shmatchila, and then do Ol Mitzvos. So therefore, that has to come first. So the Gemara says, L'chayra, Masisin, Pliga Aloyd Rav. L'chayra, we have a Braisa, different than Rav, disagrees with Rav, which is an Aloha, and a Braisa. Shayo also be maze bekever. Person was going ahead, was busy with an maze, bekever. Now, Kigel, Nishma Kriyashma, came to Tham, Nishma Kriyashma, and he's a Pirish, L'makam Shtaira. You go, you separate yourself to a Makam Taira. You have to go away, as Mepharshim explained, which means you go away. Rachok Don Amos from the kever because the mitzvah of Lo Agal Rosh. You don't go ahead and be mevazet, like you don't wear tzitzis outside by a maze because of Lo Agal Rosh. So to over here, you also don't wear tefillin the makom unless you go Rachok Don Amos, and therefore you separate the this and Niko Parish makom Taira, Kavish Lovish tefillin put on tefillin Kavish Mabespala. And by the way, my first mouth to explain, we're not talking about it here, the linian of Oska Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah, you don't have to read Kriyash like we had in the beginning of the Masechta. We're talking about over here in a situation when you were able to do Efshel Kayim Shneim, where you're able to, there's someone else there that's doing the Kfura, and you're able to go do the Mitzvah. So the Gemara is not entering into that Shaila. The Gemara says over here, you're Lovish Trillin, and then you go ahead to Kareish Ma Bispal. The Chayr Rav is the one who said that you have to be, you Kareish Ma. Then you put on tefillin here, it says very clearly, Karishma, Lovish tefillin, Karishma, Mispalo. L'chaira, we have a mission as a raya. L'chaira, we have a brisa that's a raya. L'chaira, it's a raya, not like Rav. L'chaira, it's a stira to Rav, and it's brisa. So Gemara says, Masisa Masayla. Gemara says, we have a mission like Rav. Look, Adam, Yikabala, Mako Shemayim, Tchila. First, Yikabala, Mako Shemayim. Yachli Kabbalah mitzvahs. And then if we do Kabbalah mitzvahs. You see, therefore, first Mekabbalah Shemayah, Shema, and then all mitzvahs, which means based on that, you go ahead, you Mekabbal, like Rab would say, if you go ahead, you put on Kabbalah Shema, and then you'll have Levish Tefillin spell. In other words, even though we just say now, in the Bavlei, and Baruch HaStaf Yidal, the Gemara Taka asks the Kasha and the Braisa, and the Gemara answers, the Braisa is not a Raya, because the Gemara says over there, it could be different. It could be a different situation over there. The difference between reading two parashios or between Kriya and Asiya. So the Gemara there shlugs up the Braisa. Here, the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara seems to bring a Raya, a Kasha on Rav from the Braisa. And the Gemara then says a Mishnah as a Raya to Rav. So like a steer to the Braisa and the Mishnah. In Bavle, we reconcile the two that over there were saying that the Braisa is really is not a kasha on Rav. The Braisa is referring to not apples and oranges. It's not two separate things. It's two separate things, Kriya L'Kriya and Kriya L'Asiya. And therefore, the Gemara just blibes that the Mishnah is a right to Rav. They bekabel Malchus Shemayim first and then put on tefillin and daven. Whereas the Rav Yana, tefillin, tzurich and gufnaki. Tefillin require a gufnaki. A gufnaki says two things, the Gemara explains. Sefer Haredim brings down the Gemara Shabbos. He says one reason is le'apiach behem, is the one he shouldn't have any pass any gas. And Rashi says a person should be able to protect himself that he should not go le'apiach behem. So it's a person has to both aspects that a person needs to do to be able to protect himself from the one he shouldn't fall asleep, the other one he shouldn't pass any gas. And the person has to go ahead and protect himself that he shouldn't do this, therefore, tzrichin gufnaki, to make sure that you have a gufnaki when you're putting on tefillin. Gemara says, so Gemara says, why did they go ahead and say that a person who's wearing tefillin, let's assume that they were chzikimahem, that if they were putting on tefillin, they're the people that are makbid on tefillin, they're people that have the right kavanas for tefillin. So like the Pnei Moshe explains, a person should be nemen for meister. A person should be considered a talmud chacham. He was wearing tefillin. The mistabi was protected himself. He was able to be shomer his guf. So therefore, why don't we say that should be enough? Wearing tefillin should be enough of a proof. Because the people that tricking people used to go ahead and fake that they were nemen. They're really ramayim. They didn't do mitzvahs, but they put on tefillin just to fool people, think that they do mitzvahs. They're osi ma'aseh mitzvahs. Like zikin asma k'ksherim, they would put them on their mouths, they would try to fool people, therefore it's no raya. Gemara says, uvdaha, but it was a ma'aseh, k'chad ba'adash, d'akbid gabay kamay. It was a person who went ahead, who trusted his friend with money. Why did he trust his friend? You see, Mefarshim explained, because he wore tefillin. Therefore, he trusted his friend and he left money by him. And when it says that it was before Shabbos, he left the money by him. And then the Amalek came to him. Amalek said to him, "I don't know who you are." It's not. He denied that he it was his. He denied that he owed him anything. So the Gemara says the kafir bay. He argued. He denied it. So Amalek, I didn't trust you. I trusted the tefillin that you wore on your head. You I never trusted. It was a tefillin that I trusted. So you see that people wore tefillin to fool other people that they're honest, and therefore they made a mistake, and therefore we don't give any amanas to people that are wearing tefillin, because once the Ramayim came in, that's one reason why we don't wear tefillin either today all the time, because we're not able to be shomer ourselves properly, and it's also supposed to be a siman the Yerush Shemayim, and to fool ourselves or other people to thinking that we are people that are considered Anshei Kasher, Anshei Yerush Shemayim, and so therefore we do not wear tefillin. We'll stop over here.